Tantor Audio presents Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Jill Mansell. Narrated by Alison Larkin. Chapter 1. It was almost midnight and Dexter Yates was in bed with his girlfriend when his phone burst into life. Possessed of lightning reflexes, she grabbed it off the bedside table before he could reach it himself. Honestly, some people were so mistrustful. It says Laura. Her eyes narrowed at the sight of the name flashing up on the screen. Who's Laura? Jealousy was never a good look. Can I have my phone, please? Who is she? Heroically, Dexter didn't say, someone an awful lot nicer than you. He held out his hand and waited for her to pass the phone to him, which she did with the kind of huffy annoyance that meant he definitely wouldn't be seeing her again after tonight. Laura, hey! Oh, Dex, I'm sorry, I know it's late. Did I wake you up? He smiled. Only Laura could think he might be asleep before midnight. Of course not. How's everything with you?
Everything is perfect. The joy was there in her voice, shimmering down the phone line, and in that moment he knew what had happened. It's a girl, Dex. She's here. And so beautiful, you won't believe it. 7 pounds 12 ounces. It's just the most amazing thing ever.
His smile broadened. A girl? Fantastic. And why wouldn't she be beautiful? When can I come and see her?
Well, not tonight, obviously. Visiting hours are 10 till 12 in the morning or 7 till 9 in the evening. Will you be able to make it tomorrow, do you think? After work?
I'll make sure I can.